everyone, and welcome to another deep dive tailored just for you. Today, we're looking at the link between fitness and how well your lungs work, especially if you're in that younger crowd. And for this deep dive, we've got some really fascinating findings from a new study. It's called the Cardiorespiratory Fitness and Health Ill in Armed Forces Lung Study. Yeah, that's a mouthful. We'll just call it the CHIEF Lung Study. And get this, they use data from over 1,200 military recruits over in Taiwan.
All these recruits were already super active. We're talking intense training regimens.
Right, like we're talking twice daily 3,000 meter runs on top of push-ups and sit-ups. So these guys are already in great shape. But that actually makes the study even more interesting because it lets us see how different types of fitness can impact lungs that are already in peak condition. So that's our mission today. To dig into what this CHIEF study tells us about how those different types of fitness can impact lung function, and of course, what it all means for you.
All right, before we get into the findings, let's make sure we're all on the same page about how we actually measure lung function.
Yeah, a quick refresher never hurts. So we've got two key measurements that they focused on in this study. The first one is FEV1, which stands for forced expiratory volume in 1 second.
Basically, it's how much air you can force out of your lungs in just 1 second.
Right. So it's all about the power of that exhale. Mm. And the second measurement is FVC, which stands for forced vital capacity.
And that's the total amount of air you can exhale after you take a really deep breath in.
So it's kind of like your overall lung capacity, how much air you can move in and out.
Exactly. And here's a little tidbit to keep in mind. Both FEV1 and FVC actually reach their peak when you're in young adulthood. So think like between 20 and 25 years old.
That's something to think about, right? You want to maintain those healthy habits early on so you can keep those lungs strong throughout your life.
Absolutely. Now, there are a bunch of things that can affect your lung function over time, like smoking, pollution, obesity,
yeah,
and even just not being physically fit.
So this CHIEF Lung Study, they followed these recruits for 6 months. They were tracking how well they did in all those crazy workouts.
And of course, they were meticulously measuring their lung function throughout the study.
Okay, so what did they find?
Well, the first big finding was that there was a really strong positive correlation between overall physical fitness and better lung function. So the recruits who were in better shape had higher FEV1 and FVC scores.
Which on the surface doesn't seem that surprising, right? Fit people have healthier lungs. Makes sense.
Right. But remember, they took into account all those other factors we talked about.
Yeah.
Age, whether they smoked, all that stuff. So this finding really suggests that fitness itself plays a role in keeping those lungs healthy.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not just about avoiding the bad stuff. It's also about actively doing things to strengthen your lungs.
Exactly. And here's where things get even more interesting. They didn't just look at overall fitness. They actually broke it down into different types of fitness.
Ooh, this is where it gets juicy.
Specifically, they looked at cardiorespiratory fitness. We'll call that CRF. And they looked at muscular endurance fitness. We'll call that MEF.
All right, so CRF is all about how well your heart and lungs work together, right?
Yeah, they measured that by how fast the recruits could run those 3,000 meters.
Okay, makes sense. So the faster you can run, the better your CRF. And what about MEF? How did they measure that?
For MEF, they looked at how many push-ups and sit-ups each recruit could do in 2 minutes.
Okay, so it's all about how much endurance you have in those muscles. All right, so let's talk results. What did they find for CRF?
Well, the results for CRF weren't too surprising. The recruits who had faster 3,000 meter run times, meaning they had better CRF, they consistently had higher FEV1 and FVC scores.
Okay, so basically better runners had better lung capacity.
Exactly, which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
If your heart and lungs are working efficiently together, you're going to be able to take in and use more oxygen, which is obviously good for your lungs.
Yeah, makes total sense. All right, so that's CRF. Now, what about MEF? This is where I'm really curious.
Yeah, this is where it gets a little wild.
Yeah.
So at first glance, both push-ups and sit-ups seem to be linked to better lung function.
Really? So maybe any kind of muscular endurance helps your lungs.
That's what it looked like initially. But then they did some more analysis. They adjusted for other factors, including that CRF score from the running.
Okay, so they wanted to isolate the effect of MEF.
And guess what? The sit-ups, they lost their significant link to lung function, but the push-ups, they were still strongly tied to higher FEV1 scores, even after all those adjustments.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me push-ups but not sit-ups help those recruits exhale more air forcefully. What is going on here?
It's pretty mind-blowing, right? Makes you wonder what's so special about push-ups.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of push-ups, like secret lung training or something.
Well, let's break down what happens when you do a push-up.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Like, are we saying push-ups are the key to better breathing?
Well, think about what's happening when you do a push-up. It's not just your arms and chest working. You're also using all those muscles between your ribs. Those are called your intercostal muscles.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
And then you've got the serratus anterior muscles along your sides. Even the muscles in your upper back that help control your shoulder blades, those are all getting involved.
Okay, but those are all breathing muscles. I never really thought about it like that.
They absolutely are, especially when you're talking about forceful exhalation, which, remember, is exactly what that FEV1 measurement is all about.
So you're saying that doing push-ups could actually be strengthening the muscles that help us breathe better.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
It's like this hidden benefit of push-ups that we're just starting to uncover.
I've got to admit, this is making me rethink my whole I hate push-ups thing. Maybe they're not so bad after all.
This study is definitely a good reason to give them another chance.
Uh-huh.
And it brings up so many interesting questions. Like, could we actually use targeted exercises like push-ups to help people maintain or even improve their lung function as they age?
That would be incredible. I mean, we all know that things like smoking and pollution can damage our lungs. But what if we could actually make them stronger through exercise?
Exactly. Imagine if doctors could prescribe a set of push-ups to help someone breathe easier.
It'd be like a whole new approach to lung health. Not just treating problems, but proactively building strength.
Right. And think about the ripple effects. Better lung function means more oxygen getting to your muscles. That could mean better athletic performance, more energy throughout the day.
Yeah, it's not just about running a marathon. It's about having the energy to keep up with your kids or just getting through a long day without feeling totally wiped out.
It really impacts your overall well-being. And here's another thought. This study only looked at young, fit men. What if the effects of push-ups are even more pronounced in other groups?
You mean like women or older adults, people who maybe aren't already super fit?
Exactly. There's so much more research to be done here. Imagine looking at how push-ups impact people who already have lung issues, or comparing push-ups to other types of exercise, like yoga, swimming, weightlifting.
Wow, this one study has opened up a whole new world of possibilities.
That's the beauty of science. There's always something new to discover.
Okay, so speaking of discoveries, let's circle back to the study for a sec. They didn't just measure absolute lung function, they also used something called Z-scores.
Oh, right, Z-scores. So absolute lung function is just the raw measurement, like how many liters of air you exhale. But Z-scores take that raw data and put it into context.
Okay, so they adjust for things like your age, height, sex, and ethnicity, so you can see how you compare to other people like you.
Exactly. It's a way to standardize those lung function measurements.
So it's kind of like a percentile score, telling you if your lung function is above or below average for someone your age and size.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. But here's where it gets interesting. The study actually found a stronger connection between physical fitness and absolute lung function.
So what does that tell us? Are Z-scores not useful?
No, they're still helpful. They give you a general idea of where you stand compared to others. But this finding suggests that when it comes to your individual exercise capacity, those raw absolute lung function numbers might be more important.
Okay, so even if my Z-score is normal, having higher absolute lung function could mean I'm actually better equipped for tougher workouts.
Exactly. It's all about understanding your own potential.
I like that, understanding your own potential. This is all super fascinating, but I do have one question. This study followed those recruits for 6 months. Does that mean we have to exercise like crazy for half a year before we see any results?
That's a great question. And it's important to remember that this was just a snapshot in time. They couldn't definitively prove that the fitness was causing the better lung function. They just saw a strong link between the two.
So we can't say for sure how long it takes to see improvements, or if everyone will experience the same effects.
Exactly. More research is needed, especially long-term studies. But I think it's safe to say that any amount of exercise that helps boost your overall fitness is likely to have at least some positive impact on your lungs.
So it's not all or nothing. Even small changes can make a difference.
Absolutely. Every step you take, every push-up you do, it could be a step towards stronger, healthier lungs.
I'm actually feeling motivated to move now.
Oh.
But before I go do a million push-ups, let's talk about what all this means for our listeners specifically. What are the key takeaways here? Okay, so let's sum this all up for everyone listening. What can you actually do with this information?
Well, first off, even if you're not training for a marathon, this study really highlights how important regular cardio is for your lung health.
Right. You don't have to be a super athlete.
Exactly. Find some activities you enjoy. They get your heart rate up and make you breathe a little harder.
Things like brisk walking, jogging, dancing, swimming, all of that good stuff.
Even just 20 minutes a few times a week can make a big difference.
And then, of course, there's that fascinating connection between push-ups and FEV1. I used to think push-ups were just for building arm strength, but now I'm seeing them in a whole new light.
Right. It's like they're a targeted workout for your breathing muscles.
And it makes you wonder if other types of exercise could have specific benefits too. Like the study didn't look at yoga or Pilates or swimming.
Exactly. Who knows what we might find if we dig deeper into those.
Maybe yoga's deep breathing exercises can increase lung capacity.
Or maybe the resistance training you get from swimming could strengthen those exhalation muscles, even more than push-ups.
There's so much to explore. That's what I love about these deep dives. We start with one study and end up with a million new questions.
That's what makes it fun.
Okay, so before we wrap up, let's talk about those absolute lung function values one more time.
Right, remember we said that they might be more important than those Z-scores when it comes to figuring out your personal fitness potential.
So how should people think about those absolute values?
Think of it this way. Z-scores tell you how your lung function compares to the average person. But your absolute values represent your individual capacity. They show you what you're truly capable of.
So even if someone's Z-score is considered normal, their absolute lung function could reveal that they have the potential to push themselves even further.
Exactly. It's all about understanding your own unique physiology.
I like that, empowering people to understand their own bodies. Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave everyone with a challenge. Based on what we've learned today, what's one small change you can make to improve your lung health?
Maybe you could add a few sets of push-ups to your routine a couple of times a week.
Or swap out a leisurely walk for something a bit more brisk.
Maybe try a new activity altogether. Sign up for a dance class.
Or finally give yoga a shot.
The most important thing is to find something you enjoy and stick with it.
And who knows, you might even discover some hidden lung-boosting benefits along the way. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and keep exploring.